Hello and welcome back. So in the next couple modules, we're going to take a look at a JavaScript framework for dynamic web pages. Your HTML will move away from having so much content already filled in and become more like a template for displaying content we will pull from a service. Using a framework like AngularJS removes a lot of the code that you would otherwise have to write and simplifies your page dramatically. The AngularJS framework implements a common pattern for code design called MVC. MVC stands for Model View Controller. Models will be created to hold data for display. Views are the way that data is presented. Controllers are what manage the interaction of the views and data. While we won't cover the design pattern much here, much of the code that we will create will follow the MVC naming approach. So let's go ahead and let's get started. As in our other modules, I'm going to get started by opening up Visual Studio Code. In this case, I already have it open, and as you see, it automatically brings up the last file I was working on, and this was our app.js file, so this is fine. And I still have access to my index.html and my app.css file that I was working with before. So as we've seen in earlier modules, we're going to add a reference to a content delivery version of the AngularJS libraries. Alternatively, these can be downloaded to your computer and stored in your script folder. So let's go ahead and let's copy the line of code that's in the exercise file. And we're going to paste it right above our app.js. And again, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to close my file explorer so you can see how it looks. So you'll see this is the line that we pasted in, and it's in the exercise file, and we pasted it after the reference to jQuery and before the reference to app.js. So I'll go ahead and I'll save that file. Next, we need to modify our existing app.js file to create a new AngularJS module. We're going to call this Angular app, but you can call it whatever you want. So we're going to go ahead and add the following code to the top of app.js. So let me go ahead and open up my app.js file. And again, I'm copying and pasting the code from the exercise file, and I'm putting it right at the top of the page. Now that we have an AngularJS module, we need to put a directive in our HTML that tells where the module can be used. This is also called the application scope. So I'm going to switch back over. Well, first I'm going to save the file, and then I'm going to switch back over to my index file. And if I scroll down to my body tag, again, I'm going to copy the code right from the exercise file. And let's put that right here. And the code is here, ng-app equals Angular app. And now what this is doing, just so we can explain what's going on here, we created that AngularJS module that we're going to add some code to shortly, and we're just telling the body that when it loads, we're going to reference this module, and we're going to be calling functions and methods from this module. So again, I'll save this. Now, to keep the current timecode functional, we will need to add some code to make that happen. Since this is the main page, let's add a new JavaScript file for the AngularJS code on this page. We'll use a standard naming and call it maincontroller.js. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'll go back to my file explorer, and I'm going to add a new file, and let's call it maincontroller.js. I'm going to hit enter. And then again, once it creates the file, let's copy and paste the code that's in the exercise file, and let's save that in here. Back on the index.html page, we need to make a few more modifications to the content. So let's go back there. Again, I'll close this. First, in the head tag, we need to add a reference to our maincontroller.js file, the file we just created. The page is not going to even know to use the file unless we reference it somehow. So we're going to add a reference to it right after app.js. And you can either copy and paste the code from the exercise file. In this case, I'm going to copy and paste the line. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace the code, the app.js right here, with maincontroller.js. Okay, so now we've saved that. Next, let's add a div around all of the content on the page and specify that it will be controlled by the main controller we just created. So again, what I'm going to do is I'll scroll down here and right above the header and directly after the body tag, I'm going to put div ng-controller equals main controller. And then I'm going to go to the very bottom of the page. And then I'm going to close the div off here. And then as usual, I'm going to highlight everything in between. And I'm going to indent it once. Now, again, let me just explain what's going on here. I know we're going a little quickly through this because we just want to give you the core concepts. And then once you've done this, you can go and explore how powerful AngularJS is. What we did is we created an Angular app module, okay? And that module is located in our app.js. And then what we're doing is that inside that module lives the controller called main controller, okay? And really what we've done on the page is we've told index.html, okay, the body's gonna use this module, and then this div is going to be use all the functions inside of main controller. So inside this div, we can only use functions that we're going to be creating inside of main controller. So finally, after we add that div, we need to change the footer to remove the ID from the P tag. So let's scroll down to our footer. And you see here we have P ID equals timestamp. We're going to remove that completely and use an AngularJS expression to get that timestamp. So let's get rid of the ID. Okay, and inside of here, we're just going to put, it's a open curly braces, timestamp. And then let's close those. And this is an AngularJS expression right here. This is how you know that you're working in Angular. So you have the two open curly braces, your object, and then your two closing curly braces. And again, this is one of the things that makes Angular kind of easy to work with because you can put these pieces throughout your code and then reference them in your controller and do stuff with them. So let's save all my files. I can do file, save all. And let's load the index page in our browser. So I'm going to browse to that. I'll go to choose to code. Let's open up the page here. Notice how your markup no longer has to define an ID so that our code can replace the timestamp. By simply using the scope property in the markup, it is more clear what the intent of this section of markup will do. This simplicity is part of what makes frameworks like AngularJS so popular. Before we move on, let's go ahead and clean up the app.js code since the code to insert the timestamp isn't called anymore. Good developers should always remove code that is no longer called to keep the needed code clutter-free. So let's go back to Visual Studio Code, and I'm going to go to app.js, and the new code should be just this, get API badge. And you know, while I'm in here, I'm going to delete my comments because we don't need those anymore. So again, my new onload function is just get API badge. So before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about file and folder structure. All of the code files you create can be created right next to your HTML files and your image files. However, this can get messy very quickly, and it can be difficult to find your files when we need them. So if I show my file explorer here, you'll see I have everything, you know, I have my app.cs, my app.js, my index.html, and my main controller. They're all in the same folder, and then I just really have the images in its own folder. So typical web projects structure the files that are similar in their own folders like the following. So let's go ahead and do that now. We're going to make an additional folder for scripts and move the app.js and maincontroller.js to that folder. Additionally, we're going to make a folder called content and move the app.cs file there. Once we're done doing that, we need to make sure to update the code in our index.html page to notify it of the new locations. So let's go ahead and do that real quick. So we can easily do this in Visual Studio Code. So I'm going to make a new folder called scripts, and I'm simply going to click app.js and drag it to scripts. I'm going to click main controller, and I'm going to drag it to scripts. And then again, I'm going to make a new folder. Whoops, not inside of there. I'm going to click back on index. And then I'm going to make a new folder called content. And I'm going to drag my app.cs to content. Now, most importantly, we need to go back to our index.html. I'm going to scroll to the top. And what I'll do here is let me close the Explorer so we have more room. And if you see here, here's the reference to app.cs or app.css. So we have to put content in front of there because it's now in the content folder. And for my app.js and my main controller.js, we need to put scripts in front of both of those to let the page know that it's now in the scripts folder. So let me save this and let me just test this to make sure it's still working. Okay, everything's still working, so we're looking good. Up until now, it wasn't a big deal because there was only one JavaScript file, one CSS file, and one HTML page. Consider how many files we would have had if we had downloaded the Bootstrap, jQuery, and AngularJS files to our local machine. It gets messy very quickly. So that's again why we want to keep things organized in scripts folder. It will save you from headaches in the future and other developers from running into issues that you work with in the future. So now let's talk about taking AngularJS farther. One of the other keys to a framework like AngularJS being so popular is that it takes little to no code to do what is called data binding. Earlier, we put a text box on the page that when the user clicked submit, a message would warn them if the number wasn't valid. We had to have code that would find the control, get the number, and then make a check, then find the element where we wanted to put the message and replace the text. With binding, that goes away and we can assign the values as the data is entered. Make the check and assign the message all using the controller scope. So we're going to go ahead and do that now. First, let's add a few properties to our scope in the main controller. We're going to add a small number and the message values that we are tracking in our JavaScript code. While we're at it, let's add another property to the scope and assign it to a function. We'll call it validate number. So again, from the exercise file, let's go ahead and copy and paste that code. And we're going to paste it to our main controller. Remember, your main controller is now located inside your scripts folder. So what we can do is we can copy and paste that code, and you can copy over or paste over the code that's currently in there. And so this is what it should look like when you're done. Notice that our check number function is quite a bit simpler now. Go ahead and remove the check number function from your app.js file now because we're no longer going to use it. So if I go back to my app.js, we have this function here called check number. I'm just going to highlight it and I'm going to delete it. And I'll save that file. Back in the index.html file, we need to update the content to take advantage of the AngularJS main controller scope. So let's head back over to index.html, and I'm going to scroll down to where my message is at. It's towards the top here, correct? Here we go. And so now we're going to change a couple things. Again, we're no longer going to use the ID. So what we want to do here is we're going to say input ng-model equals small number, and then again, using the curly braces, we're going to delete the ID in here, and we're going to say the message. And then instead of using an onClick event, we're going to do ng-click equals check number. So what we're doing here, these ng directives, these are all linked back to Angular. Okay, that's how you know this is linking to something in your Angular code. So we're attaching small number to this input, okay? And then the message that we added to the scope is going to show up here inside of the paragraph tag. And then we have an Angular click event here. We're basically saying, hey, Angular, when this button gets clicked, run the check number function. So let's save our work. And we're going to reload the index.html page. Okay, so I'm going to refresh the page. And let's put a value in the text box. So I'll put the number 1 and I'll hit submit. Number was expected to be between 1 and 10, and I'll put 2. Let me put 10. Okay, so in this case, I'm getting an issue here. I'm getting the same message every time. So let's go back and let's troubleshoot this and let's see what we did wrong here. So I'm going to go back to my main controller. And let's see here. We have, well, let me make sure I spelled everything correctly first. And again, troubleshooting is a very important part of programming. So I have my input, my ng model equals small number. And then I have my message and then I have the check number. So this all looks correct. And if I go back to my main controller code, aha, so do you guys see the issue? I can see it pretty clearly here. And this was something we talked about earlier in JavaScript, and it's a very simple issue. Notice here, small number, the n is lowercase, and it's lowercase throughout. Remember, JavaScript, AngularJS, all of these frameworks are case sensitive. And if I go back to my index.html, look what I did there. I put an n in capital. So I'm going to change that to a lowercase n. I'm going to save the file. Let's go back to the page, and we're going to refresh it. So let's see what happens here. So I'm going to put the number 1, and I'm going to submit. Number is good. Okay, that's great. So let me put the number 50. Number was expected between 1 and 10. I'll do the 2 more tests here. Let me do the number 5. Great, the number is good. And then lastly, let's put a name in here. I'll put Joe. Okay, and number was expected between 1 and 10. So notice that when you enter a value in the text box, the function on the controller scope executes and puts the correct message in the page. In the next module, we will see how the scope controller can pull data from a website and very easily lay out the content on the page. Again, this was just to give you a nice introduction to AngularJS and to show you that by using this framework, you can rapidly develop web pages, add functionality, and it's a bit easier to use and gives you a lot more extensibility. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this course today.